Hello.
Salut Steve, avant de commencer l'entrevue, je voulais savoir où est-ce que t'es. Est-ce que t'es dans ton auto? Est-ce que t'es en Angleterre?
No, I'm actually in Bahamas.
Oh, les Bahamas! Profites-en, c'est ensoleillé au moins?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it before I come over the freezing cold of Canada. So. But in actual fact, I quite like the cold weather too. It's a nice change.
Oui, parce que je suis allé faire un tour sur le site web de British Lion tantôt. J'ai regardé s'il y avait des dates de spectacle passées, puis j'ai rien vu. Ça veut dire que dans le fond, c'est une nouvelle tournée. Vous commencez là, là.
The tour that's coming up from November the 1st to the 5th in Canada. Okay. You know, back to back. Play Toronto and then Waterloo, Ottawa, Montreal and then Quebec.
Okay.
Quebec, then Montreal last on the 5th. So.
Le Japon. Ça doit être drôle. Les gens au Japon, quand ils chantent vos paroles, est-ce qu'ils chantent avec un accent ou c'est un anglais qui est pas pire?
Yeah, they have a bit of an accent, of course, but yeah, it's, you know, they sing along. In fact, it's one of the places where they tend to sing along the words, you know, more than some other places. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting place to play. You know. I've always liked playing there.
Écoute, Steve, on va commencer par le début, si tu veux, parce que je sais que la majorité des gens vont te connaître pour le fait que tu es le bassiste et membre fondateur de Iron Maiden, mais moins de gens savent que tu as un side project qui s'appelle British Lion. Comment est-ce que ce projet-là a vu le jour?
Well, it's back from the 90s, really, with it, you know, because there was a British Lion then with Richard Taylor, the vocalist, and Graham Leslie, guitar player, together, and Graham Leslie first sent me a tape, and, you know, it just sort of went from there, really, and I just not really like what they were doing and, you know, decided to help. And it kind of went from there, so I ended up managing them and doing all kinds of stuff. And I ended up even writing with them, although I didn't tell anybody at the time. And, you know, but then when they folded up, I just thought, well, you know, in the future, it would be great to resurrect and get those songs, make sure they see the light of day. And I thought the only way to do that is to actually be in the band. And so, you know, I'm really glad I did it because, you know, we've had great times, great fun playing the last few years together, and we're really, you know, enjoying what we're doing. We've done a few tours of Europe, and we played February on a Monsters of Rock cruise, so it was the first time playing outside of Europe, and now in Canada it will be the first time on Terra Firma.
Donc là, t'es le principal compositeur parolier aussi pour Iron Maiden, t'es aussi le principal compositeur et parolier pour British Lion. Qu'est-ce qui est différent, comment c'est différent de écrire, de produire et de performer pour Iron Maiden versus de performer pour British Lion?
Well, obviously, we are working with different people, and Richard Taylor and David Hawkins are really, you know, really powerful writers as well, so working with them guys is great. Graham Les is also a really good writer, though he's not as prolific as the other guys, but he's still a very powerful writer. So, you know, it's good. It's just different directions and different ideas and different, you know, different influences and stuff. And, yeah, it's good. It's just nice to work with other people as well and do something different. It's still rock, you know. It's not metal, but it's rock. It's more influenced by a UFO thingy type of stuff, I suppose. But, yeah, I mean, if people come along and see it, I think they won't be disappointed. It's a really good live band. It's a lot harder edged than the first album, so the second album will reflect that more. We've just finished the second album, so I'm not sure when we'll release that yet because we've made them being, you know, busy and stuff. I have to work out what I can do.
C'est drôle que tu me parles du deuxième album parce que c'était une de mes questions. Je voulais savoir, dans le fond, là, vous faites la tournée avec du stock du premier album. Y a-tu déjà du matériel d'écrit? Y a-tu déjà une date de sortie pour un deuxième album de British Lion?
We've been playing some stuff from the second album for a couple of years anyway, a couple of songs here and there. So, but we would be playing a fair bit of the second album as well as the first, which is a bit of a weird way of doing it these days, I know, because everything goes on the net. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, we'll put the second album out, you know, sometime next year. So, it's just trying to cram things in.
C'est intéressant parce que c'est old school un peu. Parce que maintenant, les artistes vont sortir un album pour mousser la tournée. Tandis que là, vous faites une tournée pour pratiquer les chansons qui vont se ramasser sur l'album plus tard. C'est la façon de faire ce qui se faisait avant, mais plus maintenant. Pourquoi?
We don't have a choice in the sense that, you know, it's a new band, you know, we couldn't just play songs off the first album. We did early on, we did a couple of covers, but we sort of don't do them anymore. And, you know, as you get new songs, it's a bit similar to the way we started off with Maiden, really. You know, you play all your own songs, and then you have a couple of covers, and as soon as you write more of your own songs, you take the covers out. And it's no dissimilar to that in that respect. But, so, you know, we've got some really powerful songs coming up, you know, on this next album. And I think we will release track very, very soon, one track from the album, just as a taster.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure when we'll release it, because, as I said, it's difficult to plan things until you know what's happening with Maiden, so... And Maiden will always come first, as it should do.
Ben, c'est ça la question que beaucoup de gens se posent. T'sais, oui, Iron Maiden, c'est le gros band, puis British Lion, OK, c'est un side project, mais comment tu fais pour arranger les deux vies en même temps? Il y en a-tu un qui est plus important que l'autre? Puis comment tu fais pour gérer un et l'autre ensemble?
Well, you just have to cram it in, really, sometimes. I mean, a couple of tours ago, I actually did a European tour with Maiden, you know, finished the tour, and then the next day I went straight into it. We had one day's rehearsal, and then went straight out on a tour for 5 weeks with British Lion. So, you know, that's just grabbing the opportunity to play, you know, at a time when you can. So you just have to grab the chance. And a bit like what we're doing now, you know, we got offered to do these shows, and I was available to do them, so yeah, let's just do them, you know. And so, you know, you never really know with Maiden, you know, busy band, you know, on the road, but even for me, mm-hmm. you know, I'm probably the most busy one out of all of them doing stuff off the road as well. So I have to, you know, the British Lion guys have to just kind of work around me. But they know that. And
c'est intéressant ce que tu dis, puis sans vouloir envoyer l'un contre l'autre, mais qu'est-ce que tu préfères entre des gros stades puis des plus petites salles? Parce qu'on s'entend que tu as fait les deux, là.
No, I like them all. I'm actually very lucky that I can play them all because, you know, I love playing... I do love playing small venues, and I sort of missed it a bit, I suppose, with Maiden to a certain degree, but it's not because I don't like the big shows. I love all the shows. I love them all. I love them, outdoor ones, indoor ones, whatever, they, you know, wherever they are. I enjoy them all, but and the small ones with British Lion, I'm very lucky. I get to do all of them across the board. So there's not too many people can say that.
On a effleuré le sujet des influences. On t'a parlé un peu de qui est-ce qui t'influence. Sauf que je voulais en savoir plus. Beaucoup de gens te citent toi en tant qu'influence. Fait que, qui est-ce qui influence un influenceur?
Well, you know, in the early days, obviously, for Maiden and for say British Lion, I've, you know, been influenced by exactly that UFO and a bit of Thin Lizzy, Wishbone Ash, mm-hmm. Free, Jeff Bodesoll. I mean, I'm very lucky. I come from an era that had so many great bands and so many great British bands. So I grew up with all those bands, and I just feel very lucky that I was able to go and see many of them bands live back in the day and when I was growing up. And you know, they all influence you in some way or another, I think.
On va envoyer ça de l'autre bord, parce que bon, il y a beaucoup de vieux bands. Est-ce que des groupes récents que dernièrement t'as dit, oh mon Dieu, mais c'est donc bien bon, ça? Ben, tu peux dire non aussi, par exemple.
I mean, I think there's some really good bands, and I won't mention any names of those, you know, but I think there are some very good new bands, but I think the problem is that because I'm older and I've heard most things before, I've really heard hardly anything that's actually sounded like anything different, or, you know, or fresh. It sounds fresh, but not maybe different, because I've, you know, grown up with so many different things, and I think a lot of the bands are influenced by those bands, so I'm not really hearing stuff in that's coming out that I've heard. I feel, wow, that's totally new and different. Not really. I mean, there's some very good bands, but...
Ben, c'est une réponse très, très honnête, Steve, puis j'apprécie. Est-ce que les chansons ont évolué avec les années? Est-ce que vous arrivez à un point où est-ce que quand vous avez enregistré l'album puis quand vous les jouez maintenant, ça sonne plus du tout la même chose ou c'est resté pas mal pareil?
Yeah, I mean, the first album was actually recorded and meant to produce to be retro sound, kind of like 70s vibe going on. And live is a very different thing, and especially as we've been playing together for 6 years or so and done quite a few tours now, it has evolved into something, you know, I think a lot harder edged, and so the second album will reflect that more. I think people come to see us live, they're, you know, quite surprised how much heavier it is live than it is on the record. But, you know, that record was, at the time, we hadn't really played live, so... It, you know, it's what it is, and it was also retro sounding, and it was kind of meant to sound like that. But the way we've gone since, after playing for so many years live together, it's just evolved into a natural thing that's into something slightly different.
Ben, Steve, merci beaucoup de ton temps aujourd'hui, très généreux. British Lion en spectacle à l'Imperial Bell le 4 novembre. Merci beaucoup, puis bonne tournée.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Yeah, I'll see you there.